We're now going to talk live to Mark Jenkins, who's joined us here. I mean, firstly, I've got to say, the reason you're here is that I can't believe I've got a football club, a Premier club, saying we're reducing prices. Like, I had to look at the thing twice.
Well, yes, the headline grabber really is the £50 off all adult tickets.
What's
across
the
board.
What's behind it, though? It's fantastic, but what's the thinking?
We're mindful of the economic climate of the area. We're perfectly aware. We listen to the fans, not just on the £50 off the adults, but particularly on the children and the young adults. We've reduced the prices significantly there. We've also extended the age limits to which kids and young adults can get their tickets in that group now.
In a recession hit area,
exactly.
That would help young unemployed kids.
Oh, we listen to the fans. A lot of parents come to us and say, look, we'd like to bring our children, but they're still at home, they're still going to higher education, they're going to college, but we simply can't afford it. So we've looked at that, and that's why we've extended the age brackets on those bandings.
It is, I mean, I think it's absolutely fantastic, and you're probably going to be one of the cheapest in the Premier League. Certainly one of them.
Yes.
And certainly the cheapest in the Midlands.
I would say we're cheapest in the Midlands, yes. But it's all part of a long-term plan. You're aware, we're looking to extend the stadium. I'm talking with planners, I'm talking with architects on a weekly basis about doing that. But that's only part of the exercise. The other thing is filling the seats. The last thing we want to see is empty seats around the Hawthorns. When the Hawthorns is packed, it's a fantastic atmosphere, and this is all part of the process.
So drop the price, get more in, the theory.
That's the theory.
But also, I think, you know, getting youngsters in starts to build a new generation of fans.
That's exactly what we said in the statement. It's building that new generation. We've looked at our database of season ticket holders, and there are a lot of senior citizens and a lot of adults in there, but what we're missing is the young adults coming through, and that's what we've done specifically with this range of prices this time round. We've gone and we've said, look, let's try and get the next generation in here.
Now it's up to the fans to respond and get their season tickets. Although,
well,
you're always sold out, aren't you?
Pretty well, but we'd like to do, if you're going to build a new tier, if you're going to extend the stadium, you want them sold out every game.
What's the plan for the timescale for the new tier?
We're looking to go to planning very, very soon, and you're probably aware that with a project this size, there's lots of planning issues. The West Stand butts right
it's
up against...
It's not the building, it is.
It's the planning permission. Although Sandwell Council have been very, very proactive on this, but we've got listed buildings on the site. We have other bits of land that we have to acquire. So there's a lot of issues to get around. But
it's going to make it out of a stadium.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous.
And again, a forward-thinking club, and congratulations on that, because I think it's about time. And I know I was talking to Jeremy a long time ago about, you know, some of this Premier League money should go to making the game affordable, and that's
exactly
what you're doing.
Exactly. If you remember back in 2008, 2009, we did something very similar, and we sold out every game there, so we're doing the same thing.
Well, can you not help you must meet other clubs. Is there no way that this can be part of a grander plan for football?
Look, we're just doing. We've got a strategy ourselves. West Bromwich. We need to expand the stadium, and expanding the stadium means filling the seats.
And maybe others will follow the example. Who knows?
Let's hope so. Mm. Let's hope so.
Also, I'll tell you what was interesting to see all your plans for the academy, which is, you know, actually brilliant. You're determined to develop youngsters.
Yes. When our academy has been going 5 years, 6 years now. There's new regulations coming in, new rules that we have to. If we want to be a tier one club, where our players are not going to be poached by the likes of Manchester United.
And that's important if you find a gym.
Very, very important. So we're looking to invest in the facilities, which we have to do. So we're on the, what was the Tom Silk site, the foundation site. We're putting an all-weather pitch down there. We're refurbishing the foundation building, so put some change rooms there. We're also going to do some more work down the training ground. So there's a large amount of investment going into the club.
And that's interesting to see as well, that money's going into the club and building a legacy for the future rather than just into players, with all due respect. It's nice to see that a club's building a legacy that you'll leave behind when you've gone and everybody else has gone.
It's all a balance, isn't it, Tom? You've got to balance what's on the pitch and the legacy, as you say.
Certainly, wherever I go, you know, this initiative about the prices, the academy, the foundation you've mentioned, wherever I go, Sandwell, they talk about Albion's community work. I mean, you're very proactive in a lot of things.
But we are, yes. And whilst the community will be relocated for a couple of years, it's a long-term aim of staying within the club. And if we've
But you've always always embraced it, I think.
Oh, we have. We've embraced it and looking to relocate that elsewhere within the stadium, in the new West Stand.
Mm. I think it's great to be. Is this part of a? Is this definitely part of the you know, Jeremy and yourselves, your plan is to be this active in the opening the community with things like the academy, with things like the ticket prices. You are a community club, aren't you? You are a family club.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Essentially, it's all about increasing the size of the club, increasing the size of the stadium, working in the community, getting the fans involved in the club so that they come on a Saturday afternoon, or whether they get involved in some other means with the club. That's what we're really interested in.
I suppose when you get promoted, I always say when you're promoted to the Premier League, you're not a Premier club, you're a Championship club visiting the Premier League.
Right.
And the aim is to establish yourself as a Premier League club. And I think Albion are well on the way to doing that, aren't you? You would probably now, this year, you've looked like a Premier League club.
This year, well, with 39 points, hopefully we're safe now. We announced the prices on Tuesday following.
Is about Premier League. You're thinking Premier League. Everything about you, you think Premier League.
That's the way we are thinking, but next season will be tough. There's no doubt about it. Next season will be just as tough as
this. You sound like a manager.
I just sound like an accountant.
Yes, you are sounding like an accountant. But everything is positive at the club at the moment.
Oh, there's a real good feel-good factor. This morning the phones were ringing quite. They're ringing off the folks, yeah.
Are you happy enjoying your job at the moment?
Very much so, yeah. It's an exciting time. The thought of increasing the size of the stadium is very, very exciting.
Mm. Is it? I mean, I've never asked. Are you an Albion man? Are you an Albion fan?
I have to say no. Not born and bred Albion
not
fan.
Born and bred,
this
but you are now. It's in your blood now.
Of course it is. This accent's from Hereford, so I'm a Hereford United fan originally.
Oh, well.
I don't think
know what to say about that.
Given where they are in the league, I don't think they'll be playing the Albion soon.
But it doesn't matter, you know. And sometimes when you're running a business side of it, being divorced sometimes from
definitely.
The... It helps, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely.
You know? Well, well done. And okay. Jeremy enjoying it still?
Very much so.
Will he be here tonight?
No, he's not here tonight, but he'll be following the game closely.
I know he does.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing gets past him, that's for sure.
Nothing.
Mark, well done on the initiative, mate. It's absolutely fantastic, and I hope other people follow suit. Brilliant.
Okay.
Well,
thank you,
West Brom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Mark Jenkins, the chief executive of West Brom.